So I could have a question, right? Where are we? What are we talking about? Everybody knows? Anyone? Okay. What are we talking about?
What might be hidden, what might be revealed.
Yes.
Be in the midst of that. See the unification of it.
Unification. Somehow, yes. But somehow, no, because what is unification? Is one of these steps, right? When we are talking about these seven steps, are there really some wall to separate one from two, two from three, and things like that? No. These are explanation of general idea. We are approaching the end of book four. Book four is unification, therefore the end of it is approaching the next one. That's my question. What does that mean, bewilderment? That's the next book, yeah, okay. What does that mean? An English word. Me no hablo English.
Confusion.
Uh-huh.
Uncertainty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're almost there. Because you're explaining something which I should not understand. If I understand it, it's not bewilderment. So I don't get it. But somehow I get it. When I'm confused, I'm not zilch. I'm confused. That delicate matter is next step. So we are approaching to it. You remember in all the books, if you go back and you are interested in studying Masnavi, really, you will see that at the end of each book, he starts to talk about the other one, brings in the subject. You will see that here we are going to find that word, bewilderment, again and again and again in these last pages. Because that's where we are going. So let's look at it generally. First step was love, book one. What love is, or as I prefer to say, what love is not. Don't be confused. Blah, 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 all of that, right? So, there is this first step, which is out of this class, then book one, and two, and three. Look at them. If outside of here you're talking to someone and you say, what is this stuff you're studying? You will say, oh, these are six books. Forget about the seventh, okay? These are these six books. You will say, okay, what is it about? You will say, okay, the first one is about love, and the second one is about the knowledge, and the third one is enrichment. Is there any question? No. Quite understandable what you are talking about. These are the first three, right? Then, unification, bewilderment, non-existence, and not having anything. What is that? You see how the difference is? The way I see it is something like this. The way I understand it, it starts like this. And these are the first three books. And from here, it goes like that. Means that the first one you understand, and you understand it. When it comes to enrichment, to study and learning, there's nothing new. You are there, yes. With this book, you start to go another way. Because over here, the curve is like this for me, because you could write down and arrive to a sharp conclusion. From here to the top, no. In general, it will give you a vague idea about it, because the last one is not having, not being. Well, give me a break. Logically, this is illogical. You cannot say, no, that's normal. If you say to someone that, yeah, the last book is about not being, not having. Are you crazy? What is this? Because, yes, that's another side of the coin. So for me, these are two sides of the coins. And now we are in the second part. Second part is started slowly. It's horizontal, doesn't matter. You go on with it. Then we started to climb up, to go to the places which are a little bit different. How? It started, I believe, very, very recently. The last stuff was returning to Moses, right? We return to the story of the Moses to explain what? We have always this. At the end, we have to come to Pharaoh and Moses. Because we are talking about me and me. A good me and a natural animal me. That's what the trick is, right? So, from the story of the Moses, we started to talk about some stuff. The story of Moses was very simple, right? It was the deal. Moses came and said, okay, I give you these four, which are really the human wishes. The only thing I want from you is to step down from claiming to be the God. It's an interesting story. Did you find it in Quran, this story? In Bible? There is no word. And it's very interesting for me. This was one of the first stories that I read, that Rumi is making a story about Moses. Means, forget about those details of religion and such. I'm talking about Moses. Do you remember who Moses is? Do you? Who is it? You forgot. You don't. Who is Moses? Moses is a sparkle of light in the dream of a Pharaoh. All the embodiment later we create for it, and the story and blah blah blah, are making up a story. Do you remember we make up a story to burn his mouth? I told you. Because he cannot say I. That's the one point. We turn the story like that. So the story of Moses is impossible, right? Normally, could it happen? All that madness and shh. But for us, Yes, it's a lovely story. First, because everybody knows it. Aha! Why? Because we don't let go. We change it. If it's needed, later on we create a Moses who has a cell phone. So what? Because we are here to explain something about me to me. It starts that difficult. So, the story of the Moses starts what? This is the final story of Moses, which shows that he is trying his best, but this son of Pharaoh, this Pharaoh does not move, does not budge, does not give in. This is something you should know. You should know by heart that your ego is always trying to cheat you. That level that this ego will shut up is where? Not having, not being. Because over there, oh, let's go back. What is Pharaoh? Being and having. Isn't this the meaning of Pharaoh? Pharaoh has everything, and Pharaoh is God. So, being and having is Pharaoh, right? This pharaohship should vanish. Oh, we have a lot of time again. So it opens the new conversation. After that, we arrive to what? The story of the prince, which was what? A king, and the prince, and the son of the prince, and all that, which was what? Do you remember the story? No. Thank you very much. So let's go back. You should remember these last stories, because you have to read it again and again and again. The last part of this book, as I said, is a little bit complicated. Is a king. To explain to you what? The coin. The king will slip. In a dream, his prince will die and he feels bad. Then he wakes up and realizes that that was just a dream, so he feels good. And Rumi brought all of this to explain to you that, listen, you never know what's coming out of something else. Something looks sad to you. This could be the source of happiness. Next step. This is how it is. Do not judge the moment. Because in the moment, your Pharaoh is judging. The moment is for Pharaoh. For us? Do you remember how hard we tried to get rid of limitations? Reading and writing and all that will bring out what? Forget about my privacy, my personality will bring out this culture. We're all in it. That's the unification we're talking about. Means in this unification, you cannot get rid of a Pharaoh. Pharaoh is there, always. The ego is there. So the control should be permanent. You should be always alert that this is in you. So he went to the next step and said, remember, in all those three books, I reminded you, whenever there is a problem, when there is trouble, don't worry too much. Change your attitude.